Petra by John William Bergen. It seems no work of man's creative hand, by labour wrought as wavering fancy planned, but from the rock, as if by magic grown, eternal, silent, beautiful, alone, not virgin white, like that old Doric shrine, where erst Athena held her rites divine, not saintly grey, like many a minister fain, that crowns the hill and consecrates the plains, but the rose red, as if the blush of dawn had first beheld them, were not yet withdrawn, the hues of youth upon a brow of woe, which man deemed 2,000 years ago. Match me such marvel, save an eastern clime, a rose-red city, half as old as time. This poem won the Newdigate Prize in 1845. The Newdigate Prize was established at the end of the 18th century, named after Sir Roger Newdigate, a politician. Methinks he was the MP who represented Oxford University, because in 1950, graduates had a vote to elect an MP to represent the university, not the territory, but to represent the graduates, as well as graduates having a vote in the constituency where they lived. So graduates had two votes. Remember, there were very, very few graduates in those days. So Bergen's not a well-known poet, and it's about Petra, meaning rock in Greek, that famous site in Jordan, built in ancient Roman times, but they thought it was sort of a Greek temple, mentioning Athena as in the goddess of Athens. So this one is lyrical, it's evocative, it's quite beauteous, but Bergen was to go on to live a life of obscurity. It was a time when Westerners were coming increasingly cognizant of the Middle East, of rediscovering its Hellenistic and Roman heritage. Right, so I was trying to find some more Newdigate prize-winning poems, couldn't find them, including one by Stanley Johnson, father of Boris Johnson. Stanley Johnson, sometime MP, is in his 80s, Conservative member of the European Parliament, who now lives in France, a French citizen, all the rest of it. So some of Johnson's literary talent came from his father, Stanley.